Welcome back, Career Quest fans. Today I will be interviewing an actress, and she's been in many plays, movies too. Before I did this episode, I looked at a bunch of pictures of her, like getting ready, and videos of her in the movies, and I was very surprised that it was very good. But when I was talking to her, like during the episode, she did a different voice, and I thought it was really cool. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to Career Quest, Deb.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Me too.
Yay.
Okay, tell me about your job.
My job is an actress. I am an actress for television and film and on the stage. And that means I get to pretend to be other people. And sometimes in other worlds and other situations and other lives that I get to pretend to have. And it's super, super fun.
I saw a picture of you in The Good Place.
Yes, I was in that show, and other TV shows I've been in. I was in The Office, and I've been in Parks and Recreation, and I was in Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I was in The Good Place, and I was in Baskets, and I was in a bunch of other ones.
Wow. Okay, what did you have to do to become an actress?
So it's interesting. You might think, well, you just pretend to be somebody else, and that means that you don't have to do any studying to learn how to do that. But actually, it's a lot harder than you might think to be really good and convincing as somebody else. It takes studying acting, and that's a little bit of psychology. It's a little bit of technique. There's all different kinds of techniques that different actors use. And then there's certain techniques physically that you need to really master. And for example, it's different to be an actor for the stage, where you need to understand how to project your voice and how to speak differently because you're in a bigger space. And how to move your body on stage is different than how to move it when you're just in front of the camera. So there's different techniques for different types of acting. And then I'm also a musical theater actor. So there's also singing and dancing that I studied. So there's college programs for acting and for dance and for singing that I studied out of high school. I actually started doing theater in junior high school. I went to a school where we had plays and musicals, and I studied music and dance and theater, and we just performed a lot. And another thing I did from like junior high on was write skits and sketches and little comedy, silly little sketches and things that we would just do ourselves. And I would get my friends together, and we just like, let's just put this on for our friends or our family. And so in doing that, we really developed how to create a script and how to make a show a certain length, how to have it have a beginning, a middle, and an end, when to put the funny parts in, when to put the sad parts in, and then we would perform it. So the best education you can get to be a performer is to perform. And if you can't find ways to for other people to arrange that for you, the best thing to do is to find ways for you to do it yourself. And that can be really fun. And that means you don't have to wait for anybody to give you permission. You can just like write something, get all your friends together, and just do it and just find a way to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I learned. And the more I did that, even after I got out of college, then the more I did it, the more fun it was, the more people I met, and then the more opportunities I had to do more of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you wear to your job?
Well, the cool thing about being an actor is you wear what the character wears. So it's kind of like a way to get paid to do to play dress up. So for example, to get a job, I get an audition, which means they want to see how I might do the part. So I get sent some of the script ahead of time, and I prepare, I memorize it. I really do research on what the character might be from, if they have a different accent, if they say they're from Alabama and they might have a totally different accent than I have. And so I got to practice talking like they might talk, and it would be different if they had a lot of education or no education. So I practice a lot. I prepare the audition. Then I go into the casting department and I say, here's how I would do the role. And I wear something that I think the character might wear. And if I'm lucky enough to get the job, then they say, great, we want you to play that part. Now come in and we're going to get our costume designer or our costume department to pull all these clothes that we think the character might wear, and you get to try them on. So when you go in for your wardrobe fitting, which is what that's called, where they fit the wardrobe on you, they might say, here, try this blouse with this skirt and these shoes, or try this dress on, or, and sometimes it's something that's from the 1700s, right? A period piece where it's a totally different period in history and you get to wear a completely different clothes. Or it's set in the future where you might have crazy clothes that you would never even think to wear. And sometimes it's just someone like very close to who I am right now. So it'd be clothes that I might even have in my closet. But they want to see how all these different outfits look on you. So you get to try on all these outfits, and they take pictures, and then the producers and the directors and the costume designers all decide, we like you in this one outfit. And then when you show up to actually do the taping or the filming or the production in the theater, they say, here, this is your outfit, these are your shoes, and then you get to put that on while they're taping you or while you're doing the show. And that's super fun.
I'm looking at a picture right now of you in like an 80s workout outfit.
Oh, yes. That was for a commercial. That was for a commercial that I did for a beverage. And there were all these different crazy scenarios that they cut together for this product. And so one of them was that we were in these shiny 80s workout clothes with leg warmers and Velcro tennis shoes and leotards and hot pink tights. And my hair was super floofy, like they made my hair really huge, and I was wearing a headband. And another scenario for that commercial, we had to be seated. There were like eight of us and we had to be seated, and they put cats, live cats, in our laps. And we had to just be petting these live cats. So the cats were actors too. They had to audition and they had to get pictures made. They didn't have to put on any clothes, but they were so sweet, because I thought, oh, what if this cat doesn't really want to be here today? But she did. She was very calm. She was very happy in my lap. So you never know. The situations are always different every single time. But yeah, that was a very fun outfit.
Okay. What is your favorite part about your job?
I think my favorite part is working with other people, because so much of every creative endeavor, like theater or television or film, is collaborative. You work with other people to create a vision of the show. And I bring what I bring, but somebody else might bring something totally different. And then we work together to come to the final product. So I show up on set and I meet my co-stars and I meet the director and then the person who's actually running the camera. And we all talk about, we all rehearse, we figure out what we want, how we want the scene to go. And we all work together to make that happen. And that's the thing I really love, because everybody has their own vision and everybody's very respectful of everyone else. And so you get to really have fun and also work with people that you would never meet otherwise. So that's definitely my favorite part.
Okay. What do you think? Oh, what is your least favorite part about your job?
Oh, my least favorite part, it's probably, my least favorite part is probably auditioning and hoping for the opportunities to come to me, because that's something that's out of my control. I can't make the job happen for me. What I can do is do the best audition I can do and try to be true to myself and work really hard to make the audition happen. But it's hard when I want to audition every day, right? I want to be able to audition every day to get all the parts and do all the fun jobs and just work all the time. And unfortunately, that's not how it works. So sometimes it might be a while before you get an audition, and that can be really frustrating because I just want to be out there meeting everybody and working with everybody. So that's a challenging part of it.
Okay. Do you think your job helps people and how?
I like to think my job helps people, and I'll tell you why. My favorite thing to do is comedy. And I think people feel better when they can laugh at something. And even if it's something really silly, and even if it's just a short little sketch, it's not even like a big long movie or anything, but just something that makes people's spirits lift a little bit. It makes them feel a little bit better about their life, or even if it pokes fun at themselves, you know, everybody likes to laugh. And I think that is something that makes people feel better. And you think no matter what's going on in your life, if you can laugh at something, then, you know, things are pretty good. So I like to think that if I can make people laugh, then that's helping them.
Okay. What was your dream job as a kid?
You know what's funny? When I was really like younger than you, I really wanted to be a doctor. And I just thought that would be the best job ever. And my mom asked me, what do you think about when you think about yourself being a doctor? And my first answer was, I see myself accepting the award for being the best doctor. And she said, that's not really what doctors do. And so she said, maybe we should get you into a dance class or, you know, a theater club or something. And being in front of other people is the part of that vision that I had that I really liked. It wasn't the part about going and studying science and all the other parts of a doctor that's really, really challenging. I liked the idea of being in front of people. So I changed my idea that what I wanted to do was be an actress and be a performer and also be a writer. I've also always been a writer, creative writing and poems and short stories and plays and all that kind of stuff. So I think being a creative person and a performer has really always been my dream job.
Okay, you just answered the last question. Thank you for coming to talk with me today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do, I love you.